Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It is a Wednesday morning. We've got a busy show lined up for you this morning. We've got some guests from the fire department going to be joining us later in the show. We'll also be joined by some members of Fort Riley talking about a hiring and education fair. But we're going to kick things off first with Dave Acheson, who joins us in studio. He is the Ogden Elementary music teacher as well as the Bergman Elementary music teacher. And he joins us here to talk about an exciting event coming up. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Gosh, I love being here talking about kids singing. So, and Brandon, I want to jump in and say KMAN has always done a wonderful job of supporting this and other community events. Thank you for what you do.
Well, appreciate that. And we're all about local here in our community, and no better example of that than this concert you have coming up here for the 6th grade Choral Music Festival.
I think it's fair to call it an institution. It's not as old as I am, but it's about 34, maybe 35 years old now, and represents a tremendous commitment by our local school district to support the arts and specifically to support the 6th grade Choral Festival.
So this is coming up this Friday, November 1st?
Friday, and we do a lunchtime concert with the idea that some people can sneak away over lunch who cannot do another time. And we'll do that downtown at the city auditorium so folks can come down and get a look at our newly revived statue across the street. Parking is sometimes a premium, so you might want to plan with friends and do a little carpooling.
Okay, and tell us a little bit more about some of the songs that people are going to hear.
Okay, we usually do 6, 7, maybe 8 songs, and strangely enough, I want to talk about the one we sing every year. When I go to a sporting event, one of my favorite things is listening to thousands of people sing the national anthem. I'm not sure people know, but our national anthem is not easy to sing. Gosh, I tell the kids that I teach that it may be the hardest national anthem out there. But at the Choral Festival, not only will you hear 430 sixth graders sing it, but the 500, 600 people who come will also join in, and it's one of my favorite events every year. Just to hear the Star Spangled Banner.
Is that all a cappella then? Or?
No, we'll have accompaniment. Okay. But the other things I should tell you about what happens, another tradition is we bring in other choral directors. Roger Taylor will be our director, and he does a wonderful job. And the reason we bring him in is the sixth graders get to meet who they're going to work with in the seventh and eighth grades. And we think that's a tremendous way to just provide a bridge, get some continuity, and they can decide that singing in the middle school is something they want to do.
Well, I did choir in, I didn't do it in middle school, I did it in high school, and I can tell you I had a lot of fun. There's a lot of things I learned that maybe I wouldn't have learned about if I hadn't taken them, especially personally, the music of Stephen Sondheim, which I absolutely adore now.
Oh, yeah. Well, you learn a lot of things when you're a member of any kind of music group. Most groups have a leader, especially school groups. They all have a leader or a conductor. And in this day, I don't think we can emphasize being a team member. It's something that if kids don't participate in organized sports or organized arts, they may not get that experience. But we give them that experience in music, in school. There's always a leader, and leaders always arise in every group. So it's fun to watch the kids develop and take leadership, take ownership of what they're doing. It's also 6 or 8 weeks of preparation, and these days I'm not sure we do that much preparation for very many things, so We teach kids how to remain focused on the goal.
So for you working with the sixth graders, what is that like for you to get to? I mean, their voices are changing, a lot of them.
I try and assure them that things will settle out. I remember it being a very formative time for me as a sixth grade boy, where I wanted to project confidence, but oh my gosh, every time I opened my mouth, I was no longer confident. So it passes, and they're just doing a wonderful job. I think part of the reason I keep teaching is I know that I can probably become a better sixth grade teacher than I am, and I've been working at it for about 25 years, but sixth graders keep me on my toes. They have a lot of talent, they need a lot of guidance, and the kids are just wonderful to work with.
Great. Well, this is awesome that you can do this at a time of day where, you know, parents may be able to get away for lunch or something and come have a nice show. That's really what it's all about.
It is, and oftentimes parents are surprised, and surprised in a good way. One of our songs is a setting of a poem called Something Told the Wild Geese. And it is short and it's beautiful. It talks about how do the geese know it's time to go. And I have heard them sing it already where they've brought me to tears. And I think some of our parents are going to have that experience when they hear their kids do this.
Mm-hmm. I see here that also included in the concert will be a performance by the Manhattan High School Chamber Choir.
Yes, and they're under the direction of Chad Poppy, and he helps support this event by participating with his kids. Oh my gosh, they're busy, but they always make time for us. They show up, they wear tuxedos and gowns, and kids take a look at that, and then it gives them something to aspire to. It is easily one of the finest singing groups of any high school in our area. And so it's a treat to hear them. And we love that Chad continues to support this.
Great. Well, yeah, I could just imagine, being back that age again and just seeing what I remember, looking up to the high schoolers and aspiring to be like them. Well, that's a lot of fun. And the dress for this is going to be very formal.
Not so much. The high school kids dress formally, and we'll have some kids who do dress up, but we don't stress that as much as we stress look nice, don't wear something that would be objectionable. We usually ask them not to advertise for anybody on this day. So we're not real strict about that. We think how they perform is probably even more important than how they look. We also don't want to put any pressure on. There are certain kids who participate who might have an issue about formal dress. And we just feel it's more important to include all of our kids and not make any of them feel unwelcome.
All right. And this is all happening again this Friday. The Peace Memorial Auditorium, doors open 11:15, and this is free for folks, right?
It is free. It's about a half an hour concert, and I couldn't think of a better half hour to spend over a lunchtime. Sometimes I look for something to do over lunch. It'll be a lot of fun, and I recommend it highly.
All right, so check that out. Performance starts at 11:30. And Dave, I know you have something else you wanted to touch on here as well.
Well, two things real quickly. First of all, I would like to thank the district for its continued support. This event takes a lot of resources. It takes a lot of planning. And I think the continued support of the district is a positive message for the arts in general and for music in the schools specifically. So thank you very much for their continued support. The second thing is kind of a point of personal privilege, and it's a slightly different topic. I would like to thank one of our community members. A lot of folks know her, Terry Olson with the East and West Side Markets. for years has supported a garden project that I have at Ogden. And so she has had a hand in teaching dozens, if not hundreds, of kids how to garden and to experience fresh food that we grow in that garden. She's going to be missed. She's going to leave a hole that somebody may try and fill, but she's going to leave a big hole in our community. So thank you very much, Terry Olson.
Yeah, well, we're very proud of her, and you know, I think the whole community shares your sentiments. We're sad to see her go, but happy for her in retirement.
And that's how I feel too. I'm sad to see those markets close, but thank you so much, Terry, for supporting our kids in our school district. Please come see us on Friday. The kids have worked very hard, and we'd love to have a big crowd for them. And I guarantee the concert, it will be a wonderful event.
All right, sounds good. That's coming up this Friday. Performance starts at 11:30. Doors open at 11:15 at Peace Memorial Auditorium. Dave Acheson, Ogden Elementary and Bergman Elementary music teacher, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for your continued support, and good luck to you.
All right, appreciate that. Stay tuned. We'll have more In Focus coming up next with members of the Manhattan Fire Department. Stay tuned.